Let's bring in Jesse Sanchez. He's the national baseball writer for MLB.com. He's the man who created a great deal of work for us last night and this morning. Not that that's a bad thing. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and you're welcome for all the work I made you guys do this morning.
Well, it's good work. Jesse breaking the story that Jose Bautista and the Blue Jays are close to an agreement. We're led to believe it's on the contract will run for 2 years, whether it's 1 year and an option or 2 years guaranteed. That seems to be one of the things that still negotiating. Jesse, is it your understanding that when this deal gets done, and I'm assuming now it's going to get done, and let's operate just for yucks. Let's just say that it is between 35 and 40 million over 2 years. Okay. Will Jose have left more money on the table from another team?
You know, my understanding, and you know, talking to sources last night and this morning, yes.
Mm-hmm.
More money and more years.
Really? Which team really would you think
really
that would be?
Back. You know what? It's hard to speculate. I don't know. So it would be unfair just to throw it out there and guess. I don't really know, but I am pretty certain that he had more money and more years out there. But he wanted to go back and see you, so.
I didn't want to see him. Trust me, man. He's not coming back to see me. He's coming back to see a few folks, but it ain't me.
Right.
Yeah, Jesse, it's interesting to me, like, when, you know, there's been so much speculation about Bautista over the last couple of weeks. Is this something that you've been, I'm always interested in the process, obviously, because I cover sports media in the States. Is this something you've been working on for a while, or is it the kind of information that just came to you unexpectedly, and once you confirm it, you go?
You know, as you know, I mean, kind of beat writing 101. I was a beat writer for several years before I became a national writer. And it's all about relationships. It's all about planting a seed. It's all about talking to Bautista's people, the people around him, the Blue Jays people, the people around them in the summer, you know, leading up to the winter. I mean, rarely does it, you know, someone just fall in your lap, some information just fall in your lap. I mean, I think Ken Rosenthal is the best at it. He's probably best to talk to about it. But, you know, scoops and news and information is this culmination of lots of work, months of work, sometimes years of work. So I've been following the Bautista thing since, I don't know, summer, winter. I mean, it kind of didn't happen overnight. I mean, it's really, I would best compare it to being a beat writer, following a news story, and then it culminates with the actual event.
Jesse, is this a good contract for Jose Bautista, if that's what it is in this market too, at roughly $20 million a year?
I think so. I think there's a lot of things at play. I mean, I think you'll get Jose at a press conference and you can be able to ask him about it. But us from the periphery, I think one of his main priorities was going back to Toronto. I mean, he loves it there. Mm-hmm. You know, he loves the people. He loves the city. He loves the fans. He obviously has business, you know, connections and contacts there. And he was really comfortable there. So money always matters. You know, this is sports. This is business. Mm-hmm. Money always matters. But I think maybe both sides feel this is something that's fair, maybe around $20 million a year. I mean, if you think, look back, that's kind of what Edwin got with the, you know, the Indians. I think the Blue Jays also offered 4 for $80, something like that. So maybe $20 million around the market. So good or bad, I guess that'd be best for him to answer that. But I think, you know, you talked to Jose Bautista, and he just wanted to go back to Toronto and something that was fair. And as you know, with athletes or just people in general, there's a respect level. You don't, you feel like you don't pay me enough, you don't respect me. So I think they're at probably at a midpoint where they feel there's, you know, compensation, respect, and also just the underlying, you know, fact that he wanted to go back there.
Jesse, it's always interesting to ask national reporters like you, you're a national reporter for MLB.com, how a move will impact a team. Because when you're sort of inside a market, I think you see things a little bit differently, and naturally so. You're just inundated with news from that market. You've seen what the Red Sox have done. They've added pitching. Chris Sale is an unbelievable addition. The Yankees last year got much younger and brought back Chapman. They're going to be a factor. When you look at the Blue Jays, just sort of as an outsider, do you see this team as a legitimate World Series threat? You see them as a wild card play, or are they looking up right now to the Indians, the Red Sox, the Yankees, or some other teams?
I think, to be fair, I think if you're in Toronto or you're a Blue Jays fan, you feel pretty good. But you also know there's still work to be done. I mean, these other teams are really good, and they're making moves. Losing a guy like Edwin Encarnacion in the middle of your lineup, that's a big blow. Bringing back Jose Bautista helps. But you look around at the Indians, you look at the Red Sox, as you mentioned, and the Yankees are on the rise. Just within their division, you know, the competition has really kind of stepped up their game. I think they're on the wild, maybe a wild card type of team. I mean, a lot of things can happen, and as you know, baseball is really unpredictable. But at the same time, the Blue Jays have been really successful. They've had a good team the past few years, and there's been some changes. But if you're a Blue Jays fan, you know, you're feeling optimistic. I think from the outside looking in, you just say, have they done enough? Because the rest of the teams out there, their competition, and not just in the division, their competition in the American League West, you know, they're spending money, they're acquiring players, they're making trades, and you know, how are the Blue Jays really going to match up against that?
You know, very quickly, before we let you scoot, Jesse, I did want to ask you about Lourdes Gurriel. I know you'd reported on him as well. And I actually had one of my Twitter followers throw this out today, and we've kind of forgotten about him because we've been so focused on Batista or Edwin. What do you think this guy's ETA in the majors is, and could he play a role at the major league level for the Jays before this season is over?
You know what? I think we're going to really know more when we see him in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 23 years old, but at the same time, he hasn't played every day and faced top-level pitching since February 2015. I mean, when they defected, when Ulieski and Lourdes defected from in the Dominican Republic after the Caribbean Series. So these guys, he needs at-bats. You know, I think to get a real fair assessment of who he is and where he is, he has to, you know, play in games, face these top minor league pitchers. At the same time, you know, the pedigree that is there, the skill set is there. It's just how is he going to adjust? I mean, for me, I think he's a guy who's going to be a 2018 guy, probably contribute at the big league level at the earliest. But you just never know how he's going to come along. I think the Blue Jays obviously invested in him. They believe in him. The scouts have watched him, and they've kind of seen him grow over the years. But for me, I think he's a 2018 guy. At the same time, it all kind of goes back to spring training. And spring training, obviously, it's only 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 25 weeks if you ask the players. But that's going to say a lot.